Everybody, Andy here again. Well, I just listened to a great programme on BBC Radio 4, actually on the iPlayer, about an old British TV show from the sort of 70s and 80s called The Old Grey Whistle Test. And for those of you who are under the age of about 40, you've probably got no idea what I'm talking about. But it's one of those sort of seminal music TV programmes that took music seriously. As they said in the programme, it was one of those programmes that actually treated music with respect, because it was sort of talking about rock music generally, but all different genres of rock music and blues, etc., maybe a bit of folk and, you know, a bit of jazz or whatever it was. And it was album-based. It was like a reaction against the sort of singles charts and the Top of the Pops programmes, etc. It was a very unique programme. It's one of those ones that I actually grew up watching myself. I can't remember how I started to watch it. I probably, like a lot of other people of my sort of early teenage years, stumbled upon the programme late one night, because a fascinating thing I've just heard, it was the last programme of the night on BBC Two. BBC Two as a second BBC TV channel hadn't actually been in existence for that long, I don't think. And it was back in the days, well before 24-hour TV, etc., where we actually had a close down. There's nothing after about midnight or even before that. And the whole station, the whole network actually shut down until the next morning at some time. And the programme itself was actually open-ended, something I never even realised. It never clicked at the time. And that shows you the sort of respect that it treated the music. When the band's finished, that's when they finish. And I remember, as they talked about Lynyrd Skynyrd playing Freebird, and I remember that, as someone said, it seemed to go on forever and ever. But it, at the time, yes, we're all sick of hearing it now, but at the time it was, wow, it was absolutely magnificent. You're thinking, what on earth is this? It was the only way you'd ever get to hear us Brits of sort of teenage or later years. We would never hear that sort of music. It wasn't played on the radio, it wasn't put on the TV, etc., except for this one quirky show with a strange name, presented by bearded men smoking cigarettes and talking in whispering tones, but seriously about music. And one thing that I remember some of the performances. I remember the Lynyrd Skynyrd, as I said, the New York Dolls, I remember being on there. Loads of other bands as well, Montrose and the Edgar Winter Group and people like that. And also, for those who might remember, they used to have these crazy cartoons. If they didn't have any sort of video footage, which obviously wasn't really around then, any sort of film footage, or they couldn't get the band in the studio. For example, one I remember of Led Zeppelin's Trampled Underfoot, when the Physical Graffiti album came out. They actually had these weird old cartoons, and they were like really old Mickey Mouse type cartoons and dancing people and really strange things put together to sort of back the music as it was. But one other thing that I always remember about the programme, I lived next door to a school friend of mine, a guy called Richard. And say, we literally lived next door to each other, and we were both music fans. We both were into that sort of rock music, as well as the chart music as well. We were exploring the musical boundaries, I suppose, at that time. And the Old Grey Whistle Test was great for that. We discovered it. Maybe one of the each of us had sort of turned the other one on to the programme or something. And we used to sit up and watch it in our separate sort of sitting rooms with our own TVs. And then when a particular band had finished, we'd go over to the window with these little bay windows, and we'd either stick our thumbs up to each other, you know, yeah, that was good, I really enjoyed that, or we'd stick our thumbs down or something. And I can remember doing that with that sort of sense of excitement of certain bands that you're watching. I remember Montrose being one of them, a great rock band, they still sound great now. And we both sort of, when they finished Space Station Number 5 or Bad Motor Scooter or whatever it was, jumping up, running across to the window and sticking their thumbs up there, you know. And then the next morning we walk to school and talk about all this sort of thing. Music, as they quite rightly said in that programme there, it seemed to mean so much more. Partly it was that discovery type of thing, because you'd never heard this music before. And as was pointed out, sometimes you'd never seen these people before. Even if you had heard the music, you would never have known what the people looked like. Sometimes you didn't even know what colour they were. Sounds a bit strange now, but because of the prevalence of 24/7 music TV and TV generally and magazines, etc., we just had old black and white broadsheet type music papers, and even then, probably before the time that a lot of people started buying them. And then, as I said, the photos weren't about. So there you go, so one of those reminiscences, one of those things sets you off on that sort of journey back in time. A great programme which lost its way a bit towards the end, and one of those programmes that you would never, ever get today. Yes, it's sort of matured into something like later with Jules Holland, but that has its faults as far as I'm concerned, and it's not quite the same as the Old Grey Whistle Test, but then it wouldn't be, because the Old Grey Whistle Test was of its time, and in some ways it's so much the better for that. Anyway, thanks for doing. I'll speak to you again soon. Goodbye.